The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Them boys from Sandy Ford, Delaware, baby.
Perched on the Top Rope podcast. You better listen to it or I'm going to be on the Perched on the Top Rope and I'm going to drop this froggy bow on your head.
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Daily DDT, Sports Kita, and more. I am Lee Walker. And fans, when do you become worried about the decline in ratings in AEW? And I ask this, folks, because we have AEW All Out on September 20th. And this past AEW Dynamite, the September 3rd episode, drew the lowest rating so far for 2025 with 472,000 viewers with a 0.11 rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic, according to WrestleNomics. Now, I know this number does not include HBO Max, but my honest opinion is there is no way that many people are actually watching on Max. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. But AEW Dynamite, even though it was the record low for the year, they did finish 7th place on cable that night. Now AEW is trying to build the hype up for All Out, which again is on the 20th. So isn't WWE's ESPN Wrestlepalooza on ESPN. But these results for Dynamite are an indication that the promotion has a long way to go to get fans properly excited for this pay-per-view. And we're only 2 weeks out. So time is ticking. Tick-tock. Tick-tock. And with this drop in the ratings, fans, this is a trend of steady decline from the company's early years that was rather better ratings. This is showing a consistent drop, and from the quarters for AEW Dynamite, the last time that it was positive for them was quarter one of 2022. Since then, they have had a steady decline each quarter when it comes to ratings, with biggest drop-offs so far being quarter one in 2025. And the interesting thing here is when AEW was at the height of their popularity, when it came to the ratings between quarter three of 2021 and quarter one of 2022, they were averaging 1 to 1.1 million views for AEW Dynamite. Now, it has been a steady decline since 2022. And I will break it down each quarter right now. For quarter two of 2022, they were averaging 916,000. Quarter three for 2022, they were averaging 999. They went up. And that is not the last time we see it go up and down like this. 2023, they started off quarter one with 907,000. Quarter two, it goes down to 855,000. It goes back up for quarter three with 885,000. And then to round off 2023 in quarter four, we're looking at 828,000. Now we start off, and this is where it just starts dropping. 2024, quarter one, 810,000 average viewers. Quarter two, average viewers, 712,000. Quarter three, average viewers, 696,000. quarter four, we round up with 610,000. Now, HBO Max did not come into play until January 1st of 2025. So, need in mind that everything from 2024, 2023, with these ratings droppings in the last 2 years, had nothing to do with HBO Max. Now, everything in HBO Max starts here in 2025 with quarter one, averaging 618,000 viewers from just cable, because now we don't know the max numbers. Quarter two for 2025, 627,000, and quarter three has been 605,000. We're getting ready already into quarter four. We don't know those numbers until the following year. And this is all from WrestleNomics, and you can get it right from WrestleNomics.com/TV-ratings. AEW has had a basic consistent drop in ratings since 2022. So I have to ask, if you're an AEW fan, you can see when people have stopped watching. We don't know why they've stopped watching, but I would say that the regular AEW fan base has been getting smaller and smaller. And you can also see it with AEW Collision. Now, Collision in quarter two really started off strong with ratings upwards of an average of 706,000. And that was in 2023. Now, in 2025, 2 weeks ago, AEW Collision drew less than 200,000 viewers at 195,000 viewers. And this past Saturday, they did bounce back and come up to 300,000. But the start of AEW Collision started at 706,000 for the quarter average viewers, and the average viewers for the third quarter of 2025 has been 309,000 viewers. That's quite a significant loss to both shows. Now, everybody, and don't get mad when I say this, everybody constantly brings up AEW ratings when it comes to Max, that we don't know the numbers, and we've heard Uncle Dave say that it's getting anywhere from 500,000 to 600,000 people. I'm sorry, that would put AEW Dynamite in the likes of 1.1 to 1.2 million people watching, which they haven't had numbers like that since 2021. And I do find it very, very hard to believe that you're going to convince me that they're doing those numbers again when they are not. And something else that I have found interesting about this is that as much as the ratings are dropping, the key demographic is dropping faster. That 18 to 49 demo, while all cable viewership is down across the board. AEW's decline has been in the highly valued 18 to 49 demographic and is being outpaced by the general cord-cutting trend. This suggests that some younger viewers are actively choosing not to watch rather than just canceling cable. And there's been other issues that fans have complained about as to why maybe they might not be watching anymore, as the creative issues in roster management has caused issues for some fans and critics, and have pointed it out that problems with AEW's creative direction, booking, and the roster management are reasons for audience erosion. So some key issues that have been cited include poor storytelling. The booking has been described as less engaging, with some storylines feeling directionless. And it has been done in the past. A prime example is Sky Blue, when she was first feuding with Julia Hart, then she joined Julia Hart and the House of Black, then she got injured, she comes back, and she's in this like white cowboy thing, trying something different, and the whole thing is just dropped, but now she's back with Julia Hart, and there's a whole trios group. So, like, I'm sorry, but the...
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Background between Julia and Sky Blue has been a little fumbled there. And at one point, let's be honest, Tony Khan got a little too trigger happy as the roster has grown significantly as there's new hires. And to some, the roster is bloated and it's poorly managed, with many wrestlers not getting a chance to get over with the audience. Those who do, things happen. He bought Ring of Honor, and sometimes we see a mix of Ring of Honor talents on AEW, because the Ring of Honor talents, in my honest opinion, are not getting their just desserts solely being on the Ring of Honor app, not on TV or any of the sort, and AEW roster alone is bloated. So there's a lot of people in this company, and a lot of them that oftentimes we don't get to see, and this can cause frustration with talent, and this can cause frustration with fans. And that frustration can cause fans to not watch, which can also cause fans to not attend the shows like Dynamite and Collision. So a decline in the live audience has shown that the fallen TV number ratings have also compounded a noticeable drop in ticket sales and crowd sizes for Dynamite and for Collision. Now, a hot live audience is a key part in any in-show experience, whether it's for the live audience or whether it's for those watching at home. And smaller, quieter crowds can impact the energy and the feel of the TV broadcast. And you know, now that I just feel like I put the scare into AEW fans, which is not the point of this show, as I'm trying to dial in when fans should be concerned, as these are concerns that have been brought up by fans, but also things that we have seen, including those from WrestleNomics, breaking down the ratings per quarter, so that way we can see the decline in the ratings on television, just as well as the percentages of the losses as well from WrestleNomics. But fans, it's not all gray clouds and rain under the AEW umbrella. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and there are reasons to be less concerned about everything I brought up, including the fact that streaming data is a missing piece here, as the traditional Nielsen ratings only capture cable viewership and do not account for people watching AEW on Max streaming service. Now, some estimates suggest that hundreds of thousands of additional viewers watch on Max, which could push the show to a total audience of over a million views, and this makes a direct comparison to ratings from a few years ago incomplete and potentially misleading. And I did point out that as of January 1st, 2025, that is when AEW Dynamite started showing on Max, but there was already a decline in the ratings beforehand. So I necessarily do not think that Max is drawing that many ratings. However, that is Dave Meltzer, who thinks that it is drawing 500 to 600,000 viewers a week, putting it up to the numbers that it was getting at 1.1 million between 2021 and 2022. And another good thing for AEW has honestly been WWE's competitive resurgence, as I feel this way because AEW's initial success was fueled by fans seeking an alternative to the creative direction that WWE was under while Vince McMahon was still part of the company. And since Triple H has taken over, WWE has enjoyed a creative resurgence with increased popularity, which has inevitably drawn some viewers back from AEW, which is a good thing for AEW, because if fans are going, oh, hey, yo, WWE's doing this, I wonder how AEW's doing, and it will draw fans to go check out AEW, 100%. I've done it. I've done it several times. And lastly, folks, business health extends beyond ratings. Though ratings are important for attracting advertisers and network interest, they are not the only indicator that a promotion is doing well. AEW's financial partnership with Warner Brothers Discovery and the successful string of major pay-per-view events shows that the company remains a viable business, especially with the added revenue from streaming. But let's not forget there's also things like the merchandise, t-shirts, the video game. Okay, maybe I shouldn't have brought that one up. But the action figures, championship belts, they have a whole deal with the chair company where they basically have their own freaking furniture of leather couches and chairs and gaming chairs and all sorts of things AEW related that also help and show that AEW is doing potentially better than what fans think just based off ratings. So honestly, whether fans should be worried ultimately depends on them, and it depends on their priorities. So if you prioritize traditional metric of linear television with the dominance and mainstream popularity with ratings, then the numbers are a clear cause for concern. I'm not going to lie. The sustained drop in cable viewership in the live audience is a sign that the company has lost significant momentum since its peak and is struggling creatively for old viewers and new viewers alike. However, if you prioritize the company's financial stability and overall audience reach, including the streaming, the picture is, it's black and white. It's a gray area. The low cable ratings are an offset by a strong partnership with Warner Brothers and the inclusion of Max streaming numbers, which indicates a more robust total audience. For these fans, AEW's longevity seems to secure even with a smaller core fan base. Fans, that is another episode of Perched on the Top Rope. I highly encourage that you go subscribe to the YouTube channel where you can watch the interview with AEW's Lance Archer, who did the show opener for today's show. But you can also go and listen to other interviews with the likes of Axe and Smash of Demolition, Tatanka, Gilbert, Will Ospreay, people from TNA, MLW, NWA, and more. It's youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. We are also a podcast, killing it on Chartable, all over the world. You can listen anywhere and everywhere from Apple, Spotify, Google, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle, you name it. We are on every podcast platform there is. It's Perched on the Top Rope. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope, as we have over 24,000 fans in the Facebook group. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. We are on Blue Sky and on Twitter/X. It's Perched Top Rope for both, because Perched on the Top Rope is just too long for both platforms for some reason. You can also find us on Twitch at twitch.tv/perchedonthetoprope, where we stream WWE 2K25, Fortnite, and more Sundays, 8 p.m. Unless there's a pay-per-view or PLE, then it's not happening. And we are on TikTok, fans, where you can watch hilarious things like, rest in peace, the Taskmaster Kevin Sullivan getting humped by a dog. Yes, you heard that correctly. The Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan, getting humped by a dog. It is on our TikTok. You can find us at Perched on the Top Rope. And for the over 7 million views we get weekly combined on all our social medias, fans, I just want to say thank you. And spoiler freeze, the way to be. I'm out.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.